Invite you to find in your Bible 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. We will not be doing an exposition of this passage this morning, but it is a reminder of all that we have been looking at for a good 12 weeks now. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 5. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God. And that is the future millennial kingdom. For which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed. For our testimony to you was believed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each and every one this morning who has believed, who is saved, who knows, who is sure and certain of that salvation. And Lord, we pray for all of those who have not yet believed, that today even would be a day in which they trust in Jesus on the basis of his death and burial and resurrection and ascension. And Lord, they trust in Jesus for eternal life, for salvation, and receive it the moment they trust him. Lord, as we now review and walk through things that we have seen for many weeks now, give us further clarity and understanding of these things, and that in all, Jesus, you would be honored and magnified in our midst. For we pray in your name, amen. Well, over the last 12 weeks, we have looked at literally hundreds of Bible verses dealing with the subject of what I've been doing, and I've avoided calling it this, but it's personal eschatology is what we've been studying. Eschatology deals with the last things, and personal has to do with that which is of each individual. So what is your personal future? And today we are reviewing what have been and what are the personal futures of Old Testament era people, of people present today, of coming tribulation era people, and of coming millennial era people. And so just understand if what you're looking for today is verses on all of this, please see the notes from the last 12 weeks. Because I've proven everything that I'm about to review this morning. We've already proven it. We've already demonstrated it from the Word. So this is a biblical message, but it's a review type message. So, thinking first about Old Testament era people. By Old Testament, we mean from Adam all the way through until the time of the ascension of Jesus. And we say it that way because, as we're going to be reminded in a moment, something significant happened at the ascension of Jesus that's important for what we're doing. So let's think about Old Testament era believers, first of all. And we've talked about some of them in this series. So this would include people like Adam and Eve, or Abraham and Sarah, or Samuel. We even have looked at the man on the cross next to Jesus who had been a thief, but he believed on Jesus and was saved. That was before the ascension of Jesus. That's an Old Testament era believer. And there are exceptions to these. People like Enoch and Elijah that were Old Testament era believers, but they didn't die, did they? They didn't die. They were taken to heaven without dying. But the rest of them, what happens with Old Testament believers? And so as we think about our chart again today, Old Testament era believers, when they died, their physical bodies went where? In the ground or wherever they were disposed of. Their physical bodies went in the ground. But their soul, in an intermediate state body, went to paradise or Abraham's bosom. It's pretty obvious from that name that that's where Abraham went, right? Abraham's bosom. So, Old Testament believers, when they died, their physical bodies go in the ground. Their soul, their intermediate state body, went to paradise or Abraham's bosom in that portion of Sheol or Hades. Sheol, the Hebrew word, Hades, the Greek word, for this same thing. And they remain there, conscious, enjoying the goodness of the place, all of that. And they were there until the ascension of Jesus. After his death and resurrection, Jesus ascended. He took all of this with him to heaven, the third heaven. So paradise, Abraham's bosom, the new Jerusalem, is now where Old Testament believers are, in their intermediate state bodies. Their physical bodies are still in the ground and will be until the second coming of Jesus after the tribulation. And at the second coming of Jesus, their physical bodies will be resurrected and glorified, and then reunited with their soul and return with Jesus at his second coming to the earth and experience the inaugural feast and rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. The millennial kingdom. At the end of the 1,000 years, before the earth is destroyed, they will be removed from the earth, taken with Jesus to the third heaven, not for very long, but until a new heavens and a new earth are created, and then will come down in the new Jerusalem, which has been in the third heaven, will come down in the new Jerusalem to the new heavens and the new earth and abide there forever in the eternal state, in glory, in enjoyment, in learning and growing and exploring, in being caught up with the very presence of Jesus, seeing his face, ruling and reigning forever and ever. Now, what about Old Testament era unbelievers? People like, and we've talked about these, Cain, those who died in the flood of Noah. We could even include the other thieves who died on crosses nearby Jesus, that were lost people. All of them, what happens to them? They die, their bodies remain what? In the ground, or in the case of those who perished in the flood, probably in the sea or whatever. So their bodies are there. Their soul, conscious, in an intermediate state body, goes to the half of Sheol, Hades, which is for human unbelievers. Hell, Abaddon, is a reference to it, the pit or torment in Luke 16. And they remain there, conscious, experiencing agony, pain, torment, all during this time. They remain there even now. They were not taken with Jesus, only this portion was at his ascension. So they remain there. Their bodies, physical bodies that have died, been put on the ground or at sea or burnt or whatever happened to them, they will be resurrected after the millennium, and they will be resurrected to face the great white throne judgment, where they will be judged and cast into the lake of fire, Gehenna, forever and ever, in eternal death, second death, separation from God, one another, everything, everybody else, in eternal fire, unquenchable fire, torment, in shame, in disgust, in condemnation, in disgrace, frustration, forever and ever. And there will ultimately be no memory of them in the eternal state. And that will go on forever and ever. Okay, church era people. That's today. Believers who die, their bodies go in the ground, but their soul in their intermediate state body now immediately goes to the third heaven. Okay? Remember, this was emptied out at the ascension of Jesus. So they now go here, where they will remain in their intermediate state bodies all through this time until the rapture. At the rapture, believers who die will get their bodies resurrected and glorified and are reunited with their soul and spend the next 7+ years in heaven, where they will experience the judgment seat of Christ, the reward judgment for believers, the judgment seat of Christ. Then, at Jesus' second coming, will return with him to earth, rule and reign with him on earth for 1,000 years, be taken out before the destruction of the earth, and then return when the new heavens and new earth are created, be there in the new Jerusalem forever and ever, enjoying their eternal glory. Wow. Believers who are raptured without dying, that's all basically the same thing, except They don't die and go in the ground, but at the rapture, they get raptured and glorified, and then after that, everything else is the same forever. Unbelievers in this present age. Unbelievers, their bodies die, are put in the ground or wherever, are there in an intermediate state body. Their soul goes to hell, Abaddon, the pit, torment in this portion of Sheol. And then from then on, it is the same as Old Testament unbelievers. All the same. They'll be resurrected here into condemnation suit bodies to face the great white throne judgment and then experience the lake of fire forever and ever. Now, tribulation era people, this will be from after the rapture until the second coming of Christ to earth, and it is a period of 7 years. During that period of time, there are people who get saved. Now, they are not, the people who get saved are not people who hear the gospel today, reject it, and then get left behind at the rapture. Okay, they aren't the people who are going to get saved during the tribulation period. These will be people who haven't heard, haven't rejected it, but supernaturally hear the gospel through witnesses of people like the 144,000, the two witnesses, and others during the time of the tribulation. They get saved during this time right here. Some of them are taken to heaven without dying. There are Gentile nations in Revelation 7 that are taken to heaven without dying. The 144,000, shortly after the midpoint of the tribulation period, are taken to heaven without dying. The two witnesses die, but are supernaturally resurrected in the middle of the tribulation period. The rest of them, they believe if they die, and many of them do, many of them are killed as tribulation martyrs, they then will be resurrected at the second coming of Jesus at the end of the tribulation period. The second coming of Jesus will be glorified and will return then with Jesus to be with him on earth for the millennium, after which then they will be taken out before the earth is destroyed, be in the third heaven, and return in the New Jerusalem to the new heavens and earth and experience glory forever. Unbelievers who die during the tribulation period And by the way, all of the unbelievers will die during the tribulation period, either by the things that come upon them, during which time at least 2/3 of the population of the earth will be killed. And then if anybody survives all of that, they will be killed at judgments that occur at the end of the tribulation period. So they all physically die. When they physically die, their bodies go in the ground, their soul in an intermediate state body goes here to hell or torment, and then the future is the same as all of those who are here, resurrected to face the great white throne judgment and then thrown into the lake of fire forever. So that's tribulation era people. Now, millennial era people. There are only believers in their physical bodies who enter the millennial kingdom. Everybody else has died. Believers who enter the millennial kingdom are all primarily Jewish. It's Israel. And they have believed on Jesus. All of surviving Israel at the end of the tribulation, Romans 11 says all Israel will be saved. They will be saved. They will enter into the millennium in their mortal bodies. They are saved. They are intended to live in their mortal bodies for 1,000 years. And during those 1,000 years, they bear children. And those children populate the earth. Do remember, and this is yet to be fulfilled, the Lord said to Abraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the sands of the sea, the stars of the sky. Yeah, that hasn't happened yet. But it will. That will be fulfilled in the millennial kingdom. So these people will not die, believers will not die. Then at the end of the millennium, they will be taken away from the earth and come in the new Jerusalem to the new earth, where they will spend eternity in glory. Now, what about unbelievers in the millennium? Remember, no unbelievers begin the millennium in their physical bodies. So who would these be? These would be children of the people who began the millennial kingdom, who ended up not believing. And remember, at the end of the millennium, there is a time of rebellion. And Satan again instigates that rebellion. Everybody then in that rebellion, by the way, all throughout the millennial kingdom, any display of outward sin or rebellion is immediately punished by physical death. So anybody who dies during this time is unsaved. Again, their bodies would go in the ground. Their intermediate state body, soul, would go here. Then they will be resurrected at the end of the millennium to face the great white throne and the lake of fire. Those who are still living at the end and rebel will all immediately be killed by fire coming down from heaven, and the same thing will happen to them. And they will be lost. And that will end up being the full complement from all of human history for the lake of fire. Wow. So that's unbelievers during the millennial kingdom. Okay, this just gives you a walkthrough of all this that we have studied. Remember, we have a question and answer night coming up. If you have questions, write them down and give them to me. I'll include them. If you want to talk to me afterwards, that's fine. I'd love to talk with you more about it. But do know that all believers of all ages end up here. And all unbelievers of all ages end up here. So as believers in Jesus today, we rejoice that not only this is where we go when we die, but that we have all of this as our future. Glory. Learning, growing, worshiping Jesus, exalting Him, while people in the lake of fire are forgotten and shrinking and shriveling in eternal fire, people in the New Jerusalem are growing, expanding. Everything is new, constantly new, forever and forever. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning that you have granted to us so many details of your plan. Thank you, Lord, that we can know. Lord, I know that there is much that others would maybe like to know and want to know. But you have given us sufficient information for what we should know about what is coming in the future. And Lord, as we think about this again next week, may it be a time when your people would have a great concern for those who have not yet believed, for those who are not yet saved. May there be a great concern. And Lord, if we're even still here for this time next week, may it be a time when our concern for others would move us to bring them with us, to desire for them to have the eternal destiny of joy and glory. So, Spirit of God, be at work in our midst through all of this. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.